Oh, she's a victim.
Maybe part of the battered woman syndrome.
Yeah, of course
also.
It is. She doesn't even know she's a victim.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tracy,
shame
Cincinnati.
On you for writing that, by the way.
Good morning, Tracy.
And first of all, TMZ is going to be the death of somebody. But my thing is I believe the NFL knew. I don't think it's fair that they can go back and just yank his job after they already punished him. I also believe, like my friend said, that 40% of the viewers of the of football are women, and he had to make that decision so that he wouldn't lose that fan base. But I just think it's totally absurd that he's now losing his job.
It's 54%, by the way.
But the league is trying to say that the story Ray told is different from what they saw on the tape. If you believe they didn't see the tape, they're saying this punishment is for the difference in his story and what they saw.
Read on Rocks says at Russ Barr Show, I believe it's their first time seeing the tape, but not hearing about the incident.
Here's the thing. Huh? If you see the tape, you don't even need, to hear what was said. You don't tell
you don't
me,
even
show
need
me.
Say, all you needed to show me was her getting dragged out the elevator. Yeah. I didn't even need to see the
punch. Not only her being dragged out. Okay, number one, I know Soup says dead weight's very heavy.
Very heavy.
But I don't care. You mean to tell me he ain't never picked her up in other ways? Here's the other thing. If you watch... After she's laying there, when she starts to come to, this Negro's hid back in the corner instead of saying, baby, you okay?
Yeah.
Baby, are you
didn't
hear
it at all.
Even if he's mad at her, hey, you hit your head. I'm so glad you woke up. He's standing in the background. He don't care about her.
Good morning. Hello.
What?
Hey, Abba from Raleigh. How y'all doing?
All right. What's your take?
I do believe that they did not see it, but it doesn't matter. Russ, you hit it on the nail back in February. You see this man drag her off the elevator and admitted that he assaulted her, and now you see him assault her. You see him do what he said he did, and now you want to get tough on him. It makes no sense. If I shoot someone and tell you I shoot them, then you see me do it, you're going to punish me again?
NFL security is made up all of law enforcement.
Yep.
You have the former commissioner of the Pennsylvania State Police. You have former FBI agents. You telling me they can't get a video?
Wow.
They saw it. They just didn't know that the public was going to react that way.
Do you believe they saw it? Good morning. Hello. Oops, sorry. Good morning. Hello.
How y'all doing?
All right. Your comment, please. What's your take?
I think Roger Goodell had better seen that tape. I think he was praying that the tape, that exact tape that TMZ released, didn't get released.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Roger Goodell been seen that tape. He was praying for something not to get released, and when it got released, they had to do something.
Well, that's what he got ahead of it and released that new punishment. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Because I think at some point Roger Goodell's job is on the line.
Oh, no doubt. Tweet.
Yangatooth says they saw the tape and tried to put a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. The NFL's trying to cover their tracks by firing him. Not Trying to Be Rude says if Rice isn't allowed to play again. Chris Brown shouldn't have been allowed to release another record, not taken up for him either. One-Eyed Willie 4869 says, I think they saw it. The response from the community has made them cover up their mistakes.
Tweet.
My Polar Fresher says, if you believe that, he hadn't seen the tape. I have some beachfront property in
Iowa.
I like
somebody. Sure.
No, Iowa.
And then the law enforcement, let it down, missed the ball.
The prosecutor.
Because how you see this tape, and then you just let them do a diversionary program.
I didn't
need
to see the punch, man. You could see that something went very, very wrong the way she was dragged off the elevator. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Joseph Cohen, how you doing?
All right. What's your take?
I'm agreeing with Tracy. It makes no difference if you see the tape or not. She went in standing up. She came out being drug out. He admitted to hitting her. It's a done deal. The tape is completely irrelevant after the fact.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Russ, you know what? People kill me. Dave the Dude says, what you mean she don't know? She knew to smack him and go after him. I can't deal. Did you see the way she hit? I saw
really?
Cher smack him.
Let's not do that.
Shut up. Are you that stupid? Did you see? She basically flicked him.
He wasn't unconscious at the end of it.
Are you crazy? Shut up. She didn't hit him. Do you?
She's
are you calling what she did?
Hit? Before she hit her head.
Oh my God, you're stupid. Don't write me again.
No
I'm gonna
justice,
get you.
No peace. Why is everyone to blame but Ray Rice? The NFL fired him because we saw the tape. Let me see. Emmanuel Hayes, NFL saw the tape. It's just the first time we saw the tape, but the NFL ain't right for the double jeopardy. But, they're going to start bringing out all these other guys.
Oh, it's a million of them.
But Russ, do you think it's fair that they punished him already, and then they said, oh, we got to go back and punish
you? Well,
mitigating
circumstances have changed, because they said they did.
But what about if we find out they did see the tape?
Well, that's a bigger problem.
Twitter sphere is just blowing up a Russ Barr Show. You can hit us on our Instagram page at Russ Barr Show also. But it's so interesting how people want to continue to point the fingers, even after seeing that video, point the fingers at women, you know, being aggressive. She went for him.
Tweet, tweet.
Carter Wade 99 says, should have called police when she didn't get up, told him what happened. They'd asked her if she wanted to press charges, and she said no.
You know, and that's part of that syndrome that we're talking
battered
about.
Battered woman syndrome. Yeah. Not to mention, not only, you know what you don't understand, it's the father of her child.
Was he threatened?
Her fiance.
Do you think he was threatened at
by
that time?
By her tap? She tapped
by,
him.
By her charging him. Do you think that she was going, you know. So I'm trying to figure out, why would you have to hit her with such force and punch her? Why not just reach out and extend, maybe catch her by the arms, just stop her from charging anything? Why would you have to punch her like a man?
Yeah. You actually got some people angry at you for being angry. Isn't that amazing?
It's just ignorance.
Yeah.
Like, really? She tapped him. You can clearly see she tapped him. Like, boy, gone.
Don't mistake
anger. Like, I might tap Abbott or Soup. Like, boy, if you don't get out of my face. But hey,
you won't.
Yeah, I'll tap you. I know you wouldn't punch me.
And people don't mistake her anger for passion.
Right. Mike Bell just wrote, he says, TMZ plans to release the proof the NFL knew.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm.
This thing is bigger than Nino Brown.
Somebody tripped.
Of course they know.
Let me ask you something, Russ. See, I think he may have some legal liability. If they knew what happened on the tape and they saw the tape and now they're saying they didn't, he can say, y'all already saw the tape and you gave me my job and now you're going to take it away because of what the public said?
Tweet. TKD's right. I think he had anger management issues, gainfully employed. She best leave now. Next, the people will be dragging her in a body bag.
She needs to leave now because he may blame her for losing his job. Because that's what happens. You made me lose my job. No, you punched me, you idiot.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday. Someone said that.
Yeah, she needs to go.
Yeah, well, she'll have to make that decision.